New Orleans is not known for normalcy, but in the chaotic year after Hurricane Katrina, it was in shorter supply than usual.
Everything was crazy. And so people were just doing anything, you know, just trying new things.
That's singer-songwriter Alex McMurray.
It was kind of a clean slate, or a, not a clean slate, but it was a weird slate. There was no rules, and so it made sense to just try whatever.
That spirit spread to the musician community. When McMurray and a group of musicians who usually play Jazz Fest found themselves left out due to the abbreviated post-storm schedule, they took matters into their own hands. After nixing a suggestion to go play right across the street from the fairgrounds,
we figured, well, it's a lot nicer here at the house, so let's just do it here.
But it's not just any house. Jazz Fest is held in the spacious backyard of the Truck Farm complex on St. Claude Avenue, which is actually four properties in one that share an acre of a backyard.
You're going to be greeted by like a sort of a scene from the country, you know, like you're in the mountains of Jamaica or something like that, or I don't know. It's very lush and very green, and then you go through these outbuildings, and then you're in a big field, kind of. You know, it's surrounded by trees, and there'll be lots of people enjoying a day of music.
This year's lineup includes headliners Rory Danger and the Danger Dangers, as well as King James and the Special Men, Helen Gillet, Luke Allen, the Ten Men, Valparaiso's Men's Chorus, Dave Perner and the Geraniums. But Jazz Fest may be more about the atmosphere than the bands.
I don't know if the star of the show is, you know, the musicians really so much as the property and the just the environment that you're in there. You know, it's something that's hard to describe.
As for the name, it comes from washboard Chaz Leary, one of McMurray's frequent collaborators, who was there when the idea for the fest was conceived.
Washboard Chaz is, simply put, America's, you know, premier washboard player and vocalist and all-around musician.
The theme of this year's Chaz Fest is Chaz in space.
So we're going to see Chaz in all sorts of outer space situations in our iconography, etc. It's going to be very exciting.
Chaz Fest has grown since that first year, but not by much, McMurray says.
The property's only so big, and we can't get any bigger. The stage is a little bigger than we started, and it has a tent over it. But we still do the lighting with, you know, those clamp lights you get at Home Depot. And, you know, I guess the sound system's a little bigger now. We also have two stages. We started with just one stage.
And despite that initial impulse to play right across the street from Jazz Fest 9 years ago, Jazz Fest has never been about upstaging Jazz Fest, or anyone else for that matter.
Our thing is, you know, it's I don't know if it's we're competing with anybody. We're just doing our own thing, and we're it's just a nice spot. And it's a nice, you know, little hang, kid-friendly, and just an idyllic little spot in the middle of the Ninth Ward.
Jazz Fest is Wednesday, April 29th, rain or shine, with music from noon until about 10 p.m. Doors open at 11 a.m. The Truck Farm is at 3020 St. Claude Avenue. For WWNO, I'm Brian Friedman.